Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We got the Ballers season finale tonight. I'm going to be speaking about Spencer rallies with the players. Joe opens up to everyone. The Dallas Cowboys owner gives us the vote of a lifetime. And Vern headed back to play football? Ricky J doing something crazy with Spencer? Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Oh, okay.
What's up, everyone? Baller season finale tonight, right now.
Tonight.
Good episode. Oh, my God. so much stuff to talk about. We have a lot of surprises. We have a lot of answers. Let's just get right into it. So, we have two very, very, very special guests in the studio right now. I'm not going to introduce them just yet because I want you guys to stay tuned. And I want to introduce my beautiful panel. We have Francesca to my left.
What's up?
And we have Lauren to her left.
Hi, guys.
And we have me, Ricky Vitucci. Just your boy from Brooklyn. All right, let's get into it. So I want to start off the topic. Let's talk about how Joe opens up. Actually, before that, I want to know what are your overall thoughts of this episode.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice way to end off the series. A nice farewell for everyone. We got to see basically how pretty much everyone's storyline ends, and everyone was sent off on a good note. So I liked it.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. It was the ending was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that little gift that we got, because we see Spencer speaking to something, but we didn't know until the ending on who,
right,
it acts, who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool to actually see that.
Right.
Hey guys, before we go on any further, just Josh in the booth here, I think we got a special announcement for the folks at home, right? We got some special guests in the studio right now.
We absolutely have some special guests in the studio. We're going to introduce them right now. So we got Tim Johnson Jr.
Yeah.
And Jermaine Harris.
What's up?
Yeah.
Tim plays Lazar and Jermaine plays Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
That I do.
And yes, you play it pretty well.
We play
both
it?
Of them.
We play.
You play it. You
I
play
have
it pretty
muscles
well.
Muscles now, so yeah.
What were your thoughts on how it ended?
I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I didn't even expect it to end like that.
It was powerful.
Yeah,
that's like, a word for it. Yeah.
It was. I mean, I have no idea who he was talking to that whole time.
Right?
So
mm-hmm.
To see how it tied in was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now that you know who our special guests are, let's go into the first topic. So Joe basically opens up to everyone. This, we see a side of Joe that we have never really seen before. How Joe is basically closed off. You know, he is very like cold and like mean and not really warm to people. But in this episode, he like spills all the beans.
Right.
He says how he feels. He's leaving on a high note, mm-hmm, which I think this is what everyone does in the whole episode. So tell me how you feel about Joe and him expressing.
Right. I mean, he even said it in the episode that now that he dealt with Spencer, he was able to kind of like let things go. And even, you know, we saw with Kate, she was even impressed how he wasn't going to go off and, you know, be jealous or complain that she was doing all this and that and taking kind of things away from him. Even with Reggie leaving him as well, he took everything pretty well. And that's just shows you how much he loves Spencer.
He loves Spencer so much.
He loves Spencer so much. Yeah.
He really does. No, I was definitely surprised at how well he took Lance leaving too. Like,
oh,
Lance,
yeah,
and Reggie left together. And then for, you know, them to have Kate come in and say, actually Nike wants me to run the whole thing, which I kind of called you guys. Yeah. I said that was going to happen. I said she was going to take his job. But he handled it all so gracefully. And I was a little surprised by that. But at the same time, it was the last episode ever. So I don't think they were going to send him out in a rage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would hope not.
And I think Kate and... I think they're going to get together now. As she was saying.
So they're okay. playing a wedding.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's going to be the wedding.
Yeah, so, Spencer's going to be at the wedding now. Yeah.
You know. He's going to officiate it.
He's the best man?
Yes.
Except he's Oh, yeah. You already know.
She just had to get her little midnight oil burn with OBJ done first before she proceeded with
it. Get it all.
Oh, I see.
I like the system.
She knows now. She knows now.
Yeah. Facts.
That is funny. So, how do you guys feel about this last episode, though? Like, is there anything that sticks out to you the most?
Yeah, I guess for me, Spencer, how throughout the whole thing, he's fighting for the players. So, we really see him really standing up for himself when he goes, like, in front of the board and really, you know, he got the players involved, he got everybody, all the cameos.
Oh yeah.
Facts.
He got everybody.
Yeah.
So he really he really did his thing, and you know, really speaking up for, you know, they have to have their, you know, the health care.
That's very important, especially in that sports, a rough sport.
Yeah, I didn't even realize
those pictures are crazy.
Like, dang. Mm-hmm. Like, people really going through that every day. Like,
in real life.
People, that's
not just on the, show.
Well, those were all real pictures.
Real players.
Because one of those was from the Niners Super Bowl when one of the guys.
Yeah.
I was I remember that one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that stuff, the fact that it's real, you know, it's like, I feel like that would hit home with a lot of people, too. And it's just the fact that, you seeing his arc, even though they said in the episode, he's, you know, people love to hate him, but, at the end, he's still doing what's right by the players. You know, he thinks morally it's right. So
he's just a little unconventional about how he gets around.
His approach is
a little
not
different.
How you would normally do things, right?
Yeah.
He's like a bulldozer.
He's a bulldozer, right. Yeah. There's no delicately tippy-toeing into things. You're just like, boom, this is what's going to happen and how it's going to happen.
Right.
But you know what? I kind of respect that, though. I kind of respect how Spencer is just not afraid of anybody or anything. That is so assertive.
Because if he just knows what to be done, he just does it.
And
you know,
Spencer does have a good heart. I know there are times where he shows selfishness. But every human being is some sort of selfishness. Mm-hmm. There's some sort. There's the trait in everyone, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, his actions, I feel, are for good reasons.
Yeah.
95% of the time. Not all the time, 95. Of course.
Maybe 94.
I mean, he ended it off good.
He ended it off good. I want to go off on a high note here.
You know. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. But speaking of those injuries, the last episode, I think it was your brother in the episode, his hand. How did they do... we were prosthetics or that was nasty.
Nasty what he did was...
And it felt rubbery.
Remember when they brought the giraffe? He punched a giraffe in it. No, I'm joking.
What?
I was like, wait a minute, what?
Me and Lauren were like...
Punch his kneecap?
It was his kneecap.
No animals were harmed during the filming of this project.
None of them were harmed. But they had... that was all prosthetic, but it looked super real. He had to come on set 2 or 3 hours before everybody else.
Oh man!
He will come super early just for them to put that on his hand. And I will be disgusted, but it is what it is. It looked real.
It looked really real.
Mm-hmm. They did the thing on that. And he would just be.
He'd come up hey, how you doing?
Griffin would just his hand looked really puffy, but. It was cool, though. It was cool.
What about the scenes where you guys were, fighting each other, at that bar?
Snap. Oh, fighting at the bar.
Yo,
that was fun.
That stuff was so fun, because they had candy glass. And, they didn't let me know that, though. So, when we were rehearsing, they didn't put that in the rehearsal. And then, Simon, the director, he would, tell us, oh, yeah, so you're going to jump on this back. And then Tim's going to come over here. He's going to help you. And they're going to pull him off. And I was like, okay, cool. So, the first time we had did it, I heard the glass and I was like, oh my god, it's Tim.
You see it.
He gets up, his shoe was gone, losing his shoe.
They were dragging me out, and for some reason my shoe didn't want to stay on.
Yeah, it just kept.
And so it kept coming out, and I was like,
and they were like, where's Tim's shoe? I don't know, it's somewhere.
A lot of times.
Yeah, was that a running
It was a running thing.
Yeah. Too fast for your shoes, buddy. Just like your fingers.
Yep.
Like, too fast for your shoes. Facts.
Yeah.
Like my fingers.
That scene was fun, though. That was super fun. Mm-hmm. The stunt guys were dope, too.
Did you guys have to really learn how to play these games, or how did that work out?
I'm going to let the record be known. I suck. Okay? I've never played this game, and when I tried, I lost. But I can't speak for you, so.
See, I'm
wait, no, your brother plays it.
See, my brother, like... He doesn't play. He doesn't play League of Legends. Hey, and stuff.
It's like a different one. Like
he plays stuff. Like he's like a Call of Duty gamer. And like I play 2K, like right.
Yeah.
But like these games,
it's a whole new world.
That's a whole new thing. I know. Like the tournaments,
right?
Like they have like stadiums full. Yeah. Like
and we didn't realize how crazy this was. Wow. Like I'm like, wait, this is real. Like
they have tours. Like
this stuff really is a thing. Like you sit here and watch them play. Mm-hmm. Like at least make it a game where I can like it's Mortal Kombat.
And we play with like a played a real team too.
Oh yeah, they were like real team, like real like teams that were like actual like players.
Real teams.
Like,
no
good.
Way.
Yeah,
that's
so
sick.
I would just pick fights like, yo, you know I'm better than you, right? But like they were all like super cool. I'm like, wait, you really do this?
Yeah.
So were they beating you guys in real life and they just kinda like fake the TV screens or what?
Oh well, no.
We were like this.
Yeah.
And then
that's when the real acting came.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, we're acting. Yeah.
It was all acting.
Yeah. They probably, you know what I just realized?
They might have
really be playing.
Yeah.
Like they probably didn't want to hurt our feelings. That's probably what it was.
They didn't give us no game.
Yeah, okay. They didn't give us no real game.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was. It was
and
cool.
No, it looked great.
Yeah, like, wait, so you were pretending to play while it was playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would have like actual gameplay up, but like nothing that I was clicking made any difference. Nothing. I would
press the start button.
I'd be like, can I just type my name and make it look like I'm playing?
Yeah,
like, you know, but like real game, like, he's not really playing. I gotta make this look real, like you know. So I couldn't do it. But
yeah, those scenes were really fun.
I know, cause like I didn't realize
another world.
Like, they take that stuff so seriously, but.
Yeah,
like you seen like that kid just like won like what like a couple $1 million and he's like 16. Like,
yeah,
the gamers make a lot of money, especially when they're on
Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they literally people pay to watch them play these games and like the special things. Mm-hmm. Like it's insane how gaming has come so far. Mm-hmm. I grew up playing video games, loved, obsessed with every video game, every console. Never on a computer though.
Yeah, me. I never did
I was
PC.
Never on. Yeah.
PlayStation Nation.
Mm-hmm. PlayStation and Xbox.
Okay. Xbox. Okay, like,
I had the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
N64. Yeah. Mario Kart. That's such a fun game.
Yeah, it is.
But it's cool to see how gaming. How far it's coming, and it's giving people work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's, I mean, they're making a lucrative amount of money. It could put someone, it can make someone who went to college really feel shitty about this.
Yeah, like all that time
it's
wasted.
Like, damn it! Like me, I spent $125,000 on like school, and like I'm a struggling like actor and a host and like all this other stuff. And I'm like, why didn't I just stick to
video
gaming?
Games.
Gamer.
I may have been something.
It would have been you.
I got to admit, I really did train really hard to be, when ESPN had those Madden things, tournaments.
They did. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, at one point, I was top 100 in the whole country.
And you just gave it up, didn't you?
I had sports going on, so it's like...
So you said virtual sports or the real thing?
Real sports. I was like, real sports.
Kind of like with Vernon and Rich.
Funny that you say that.
This,
I was like,
it was based on you.
Yeah. Vernon's character was basically me, except I never got offered a $90 million contract.
Yeah.
I wish I did.
Yeah. It's just crazy how far it's come, though. Like, back then, you know, like, if you were playing video games for, like, more than, like, 2 hours, like, you
lazy,
your man.
Like,
yeah, you're
like,
lazy.
Like, you're lazy.
Go,
you know?
Just go do run on the street or go do something. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But like now, you can make a crap ton of money.
Ludicrous.
Doing this, man.
Ludicrous.
Like I might just get us up. Mm-hmm. I might just pick up. I'm gonna start my own thing.
There you go.
Yeah, like matter of fact,
gotta go.
I'm just gonna start now. You know, like it's really come far though.
Yes.
So now, let's move on to our next topic.
Okay,
Spencer. Rallies with the players to make a statement.
Yes.
And boy, does he make a statement. Actually, before me, how do you feel of what like Spencer did.
I'm glad he stuck to his guns and he kept doing it. And I like that, you know, he's obviously well connected, so he was able to get everyone on board to hop on and do all, like we were talking about earlier, all those posts to show all their injuries. And he didn't back down. And, you know, a lot of it comes from losing his brother. A lot of it comes from his experience when he was playing. And then just seeing the stuff that his friends have gone through, like Ricky and everything mm-hmm. like that. So,
yeah, I was a little surprised because from what we could see, we just thought it was going to be the players going on strike. So I thought mm-hmm. that's what it was, everyone just, you know, saying that they're going on strike. But then when we saw the pictures, I think that made an even bigger statement mm-hmm. because it's showing you, this is what you're doing to us. He's fighting for health care. And if you don't stand with him, we're just going to keep exposing you. So I loved it. And I will say, though, when they were at the meeting and they were one vote short and Spencer walked away, I was kind of disappointed in him. I know he's been fighting for a long time, right. But I was like, dang, you can't convince. Do one more speech, you know, say yeah. something.
Speech, say something for one more vote.
But then, of course, you know, the yeah. Cowboys owner said he's going to do it. Yeah, but I was very glad that Spencer stuck with it, too.
Yeah. I know, I thought the same thing when he turned around because he said, I'm not leaving here with, like, a no. You know,
yes. And then he was
like, "That's a no." And I'm like, wait, what?
See, he had a strategy.
He did.
He was like, my silence is going to kill him.
That's why he was like, I'm going to just walk real slow.
Let me turn my neck like this.
Maybe if I do three steps, that'd be like, I'm almost there.
Uh-huh. And he left him with the, you know, you might be able to redeem your soul.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah. Let me drop that real quick. Now you're going to see my bald head behind yeah. You know, like, that's why he did that. That's what mm-hmm. I think so. But, like, that was dope, though. I actually, because I was going to touch on that, too. Like, I liked how, when he said, like, you know, we're going to go on strike, I'm like, how's he going to do this? Like, yeah. When he was calling all the, like, his friends and everything, I'm like, oh, maybe they're all just going to, like, live stream this or something. Like,
yes.
One giant live stream, mm-hmm. you know, or like, I don't know, like, oh, we're all going to tweet something. You're like, but the, yeah. when they took out the picture, like, oh, that was actually hecka smart. Like, that was mm-hmm. cool. That was real cool.
Which, you know, it's a, I'm surprised that that's actually a thing, like how the real NFL does not look for the best interests in their players. Like, these players are making them hundreds of millions mm-hmm. of dollars, if not mm-hmm. billions of dollars a year.
Exactly.
I get it. It's their choice to play the sport and to have to go through all the trials and, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's a business. You have to look out for your workers.
Yeah.
Like, technically, the owners, like, it's the workers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for them to not stick up for all these legends. I'm talking about players who have won them multiple Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said. It's a business. The rich are going to stay rich because even though it's like nothing to them, it's like pennies or $20 to them. And, mm-hmm. and you know, with their bank account is looking like they're still going to be paying for, I think he said, lifetime insurance, right?
Yeah.
Which is
so
right.
That's going to be coming out of their pockets. It's going to be coming out of corporations' pockets, mm-hmm. the owner's pockets. So they're like, why would we do that? That's mm-hmm. just like,
that's
was
true.
It Amazon that just cut their in benefits for their part-time employees?
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon is a $1 billion company, and they just
too,
did that too.
Like half, like more than half of their employees are part-time employees. Like technically there's no full-time employees at like Amazon.
But it's the worst.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's a proper way to run a business. It doesn't matter if you're the most successful business in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is up at the top, you have Jeff Bezos started out in his apartment
mm-hmm.
with an online bookstore. Now, part-time employees normally, no matter where you go, get any benefits?
No, but if you're going to start them out and then say, oh, I just want to keep all the money to myself, so I'm going to take that away, I feel like that's like a slap in the face.
Because,
you know, they were giving it, and now they're taking it away.
But especially if, like, the company doesn't do a lot of full-time, it's mostly
part-time.
Exactly.
Like you said, they're mostly part-time. And some of them are even hired by, like, third parties. You know what I mean?
So they're
some
like
of those drivers. Exactly.
Those drivers
aren't even.
Yep.
But anyways, but back to football. Yeah, yep. I think it is horrible because they're taking hits. Like you said, Spencer said, have you ever been driven over by a car? No. So you would never know this pain.
Yeah, those are big dudes, too.
Exactly.
Like,
huge. But you're sitting here collecting your $1 million checks, and you can't pay $20,000 for, like, a few players. It's crazy.
And I feel like this is good. I mean, that they did this because I feel like it's going to fuel a conversation.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
I
hope so. The actual, like, you know, like people are actually going to start thinking, because I never even, like, mind you, when I did sports, like, I only did baseball, but like,
yeah,
obviously you saw how far that took me. But like even then, like, I'd never really realized what these players are actually going through. Like, dang, like, mm-hmm. they actually going through this much pain all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even think, like, they're getting hit in the head all the time. Like, they got headaches, all those migraines, like, I heard
all the concussions.
Like, a lot of concussions, all that stuff. Like,
I mean, that's why I think the average is like 3 years. That's why the most they play that long, is because they just, it's a lot.
Yeah. And you work your whole life to get there.
I know, just to play for
and
3 or 4 years.
And the crazy part is, not even, sometimes people don't even get a guaranteed contract with
that's
money.
True.
So they go all these years through college, get drafted, make it to the NFL. And maybe someone will make $20 million in guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. $20 million is, I'm sorry, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's not.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too.
I'll take it too.
I'll take it too.
But
however,
that's true.
When you live a lifestyle, like how that. The athletes live, $20 million is, I'm sorry to say this, for, but it's nothing.
They can blow through that like
they
this.
Can do a house. Mm-hmm. One house, it's done.
Like, literally. Especially out here.
But, especially out here.
But that's when you have to realize, like, okay, if you know your career is over and you made $20 million, that's when you need to be smart and say,
absolutely.
Okay, I can't live in L.A. Yeah. Let me go to Texas, get a house there, and live, like, in your means. And that's, I think I said that last week. I interviewed a football player, and he was saying he was able to live off the money he saved because he didn't try to live the lifestyle that all his teammates did.
Smart.
Exactly. He was very smart. But yeah, a lot of them blow through it and they're flipping burgers, Burger King, working the drive through, changing tires. Like,
I feel like the NFL players, when they're done playing, they're kind of like all the vets.
Yeah, in a way. Like,
in a way, they have a similarity.
Yeah.
Because they go through all the agony, all the pain.
They get praised while they're doing it.
They get praised while they're doing it. They get the fame, and the minute they're done, the NFL is like the
it's
like the government.
They
don't take care of all their vets.
He said that, not me.
I said that.
Yeah. Just in case.
No, I said it.
Okay.
I said it.
But that's true.
But it's true though.
Very true.
Like, you got to take care of your people, especially. I'm going to go off track for a second. Vets. Vets are like, they keep our country safe.
Mm-hmm.
They fight for our country. These NFL players, in a way, they're like, they're warriors.
Because they doing this stuff all the time, but at the same time, because like you guys said, it's like a business. So like for them, it's like, okay, they're going through that, but we're going to have somebody just like him within another couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So like literally, it's just replacing the last
thing.
Like a revolving door.
It's like, why would
they come
I
in and
that
out
if I can just get the same thing for the same price again?
That's
crazy. So that's as long as they make money off it, it really doesn't matter to them.
Exactly.
So, once
this
again,
needs to change.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, you said that, but
I was influenced.
I was influenced.
I did not drug him. I promise. He's saying it on his own will.
He signed a waiver. You guys, it's okay.
I did.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our third topic of the night. Dallas Cowboys owner.
Ooh.
At the last second from downtown.
That?
Hits the game-winning three and votes yes for lifetime health benefits for current players, but they must have three credited years in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to give lifetime insurance to the old vets as well, which is a huge win for Spencer. His plan worked.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say about it? Because I have these thoughts going through my mind, and they're moving too fast.
I mean, we were just talking about it. Like, it was just great for it to end on that note because Spencer's been fighting for it for so long.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was a little surprised. Because he said, no. What did he say? It's not too late for you to save your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yes, it is. So I was like, well,
there
goes your vote. You know what I mean? And then I honestly thought someone else would be like, well, yeah, I'll vote for it.
Right.
So when he did it, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, good for you. Mm-hmm. But that also makes me wonder, like, why was he fighting him so hard on it?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Why?
He was testing him.
You think?
He was Jerry Jones, because he's not named that in the show, was testing Spencer. I feel. If you look at how he said yes, he kind of gave him this, like, you know, like, I was just seeing how much, how bad you really wanted it.
I was saying how far you got out of it. Walking. One, there was three steps. You stop right there. There it is. That's why.
That's why. He was testing to see how far he was going to walk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. That's what I got out of it.
I thought it kind of paralleled, too, when he originally first brought that, when he wanted to bring up that vote the other time.
Right, at the other meeting.
The other meeting, he was relying on Spencer for that last vote to get whatever he was go through.
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't even peep that. That's true.
So then that's what I felt like he realized, you know what, Spencer kind of did that for me and I effed him over that one time, you know, and he, like you said, he's been fighting hard. He's been, you know what, fine, I'm gonna give it.
Okay.
So then
that testing thing, I agree with that because how he said it, because forgot what he said. Something about you can save your soul. Yeah, you still can save your soul.
Right.
But then he said, no, but still, yes.
But still, yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
He said, that's but still.
Yes.
So it was that
he was always going to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was already in his head.
It was always in his head.
It was I think like a moral, like, it's like, see how far you really want this. Like you were saying, you know, like a test of morality, I guess. Just see how hungry he was for it, really, you know, to test his own character.
Okay, like if you really are for the players like you say you are, exactly. Or you're just doing this.
Cause, you know,
exactly.
Like, ooh, okay.
Because you know? So they were saying this that's never happened before.
Exactly.
Nobody
that.
Fought for the players like this before. Because right. Everybody's yep. been greedy yep. and different right. things like that. So he was like, okay, mm-hmm. let's see how far you will go.
And that's probably why they offered him the $100 million to see if he would take it and yeah. leave the players.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, when you guys explain it like that, I could see it. Teamwork on explaining. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Well, the players are now going to be taken care of, and hopefully,
yeah,
the new players coming in, hopefully yeah. they last at least 3 years.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm well, like, sorry, you're not going to get it.
Because, yeah, just like I said, three is like
is a magic number.
The magic number. So, yeah, let's hope they can.
It's like you starting a new job. And you don't get insurance until after your third 90, month.
Yeah, your 90
third
days.
Month. 90 days.
So it's like the three correlation is kind of funny.
But I completely understand why.
It's all the threes, right.
Yeah, I understand why. If you just like work for a company for 2 months, get your surgery done that you need and peace out, they just lost a ton of money on
exactly.
you. So I get it.
I totally get it.
That's why you wait the third month, then peace out.
Yeah.
That's why you do it.
You
finesse the system, okay?
Finesse.
And he said that.
Yeah. You are not influenced.
Right here. I did. Dang it. He used my words against me.
Yeah.
Crap. Dang
it. Well, me being a big Cowboys fan, it's good to see the big boss not making himself look bad.
He's done enough of that.
He's done enough of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you if some way, shape, or form this comes across anybody that knows Jerry Jones, I want you to please just be the owner, get a GM, and have a new head coach, because you're killing me here with all of this.
You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to do any of that. Keep doing what you're doing.
No! I want a Super Bowl.
That's what I want.
We didn't ask for that. Okay. You don't got to keep doing that. It's all right. You can keep doing what you're doing.
No, of course not.
No, not from a Niner fan, no.
Well, of course. And you're a Houston Texans fan. And you had a big win.
We did win today.
You beat the Chiefs today.
Yes, we did. Yep. Oh. It wasn't looking so hot at the beginning, but you know, we came back. I think it was 31-24.
Yep.
So, go Texans.
Go Tex. All right. Let's get into our final topic.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I like to combine these two because, for me, these are pretty significant ones. So, Vernon heading back to the NFL after being offered by the Cowboys GM a $90 million contract.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this whole time, he was always going to be going back. He was just testing Reggie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was a bunch of tests.
Yes!
It was.
If you see it. And then, the mystery person that interviews Spencer is yours truly. Well, not yours truly, because I am a Ricky, but not that Ricky. Ricky Jarrett is the interviewer in a big Spencer-like interview.
Yeah.
When we found that out.
It's a documentary film.
It's a documentary film
which
type.
Which is this.
Which is what you're watching now, and we're going to cut into the actual part.
Yes.
So I found that to be pretty awesome. Those two things, those two key reveals.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I was happy about that. I like that it came full circle like that. And I also like that we saw that Ricky and T kind of like took it into their own hands what they wanted to do, because really they were going to talk about Spencer this whole time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy from Universal.
Which is funny because that's the Paramount Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. Paramount.
I was like, wait a minute. I know that lot.
We were in that sound stage. Yeah.
That's why the air quotes came up. Universal.
Yeah.
Buddy.
When he was kind of starting to be like, well, you see that back there, NFL, we can't have you talking. And I'm like, oh man, they just got hyped for this, like, and now he's gonna be like, what are they gonna do? What, like, I'm sure they'll figure something out, but the fact that they came full circle and with Spencer, I thought that was a nice wrap up.
Yes, I loved how they played that, because when we first started watching it, I was like, this is documentary style. What's happening? Mm-hmm. I was so confused. I'm like, this is not the show that we've been watching for the past four seasons. Mm. So obviously it makes sense now with Ricky and TTD doing their show together. And I also like how they kind of zoomed in more on TTD, you know, kind of showing he's taking a leadership role and not just falling in Ricky's shadows either. So I liked how that happened. As far as Vernon, I was, like, completely stunned.
I was shocked, too.
I was not expecting
it. I was totally shocked.
Yeah, I actually got 10 million more, and of course I'm going back. That was never, like, that was always the thing. I was like, and then he's like, gaming can wait. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is literally what Reg has been telling you this whole time, but I like the fact that he did it out of, like, selflessness to help Reg instead of, like, you know what I mean, not trying to
give him a push.
Because he was always, Reg was always riding Vernon's tail, you know, obviously trying to find him the next venture instead of find himself the venture. So I did
that's a good friend right there.
Yeah,
that's a very good friendship.
Yes,
I would never do that to
you. I was like, I was holding on.
I would always do that to you, man.
But with that being said, does that mean you guys' gaming career is on hold now since he left you? I'm just kidding.
You know what?
It's been on hold since they said.
Is Reg taking you to esports? What's happening?
Honestly, he would gain nothing from me.
Okay, he would get him to fight. I know, because I'll be the one. Oh, you always started stuff, Jermaine. I'm like, what? I didn't write this. Yeah. I'm a bad day.
I was getting to stuff.
I know. Like, literally. And we rehearsed the, we had this one fight. Like, the first scene of us when they had introduced our characters, and we were, like, at that tournament, and we started fighting.
Right.
We were rehearsing that. Griffin, we were, like, they wanted me to act like I punched him. And, like, when he were like, oh, yeah, so Jermaine, just go like this. And I was like, okay. And I went, he was like, oh, Jermaine, you almost hit me in the face. I said, oh, but... I'm acting. He was like, see, this is why you're always starting the fights. Like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Come on. Sorry, man.
Yeah, but these, I feel like this season, even like starting off with like the interview type of style of like, it was just pure wisdom.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just that wisdom backdrop of like, hey, this is, I mean, it like you said, it was different than the other ones, and it's just like...
Because he was dropping gems.
Yeah, like, he was just dropping gems.
Yeah.
And then even, like, Vern's, and this one, talking about, like, what was the line he said? The quote.
What, when he was like, when you start being smart? That one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That one was cool.
Yeah. You start being the smartest guy in the room when you're the dumbest guy.
Yeah. Like, you don't know, because people just want to come and just, like... And you got to receive their wisdom. They just want to keep talking to you.
But I wouldn't advise people to play the dumbest. Yeah. You don't have to be the dumbest. You could just be quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could just observe.
Yeah. That's definitely Vernon's character. It's best to not always be the one speaking all the time.
Yeah.
And listening and watching everyone and being the observer.
Yeah.
Not too many people in this world do that. Everyone wants to always be the alpha. Everyone wants to always be right.
Put stuff out there.
Like, I did that, and I helped you, and I did this, and I did that. But sometimes you just got to sit back and just look.
Yeah.
Watch.
Exactly.
Like a quarter, like the second string does with, like, I would love to be the number two to Tom Brady.
I knew he was going to say that. I just felt it coming.
I'm sorry, the greatest quarterback to ever step on an NFL field, ever. The greatest, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I am a Troy Aikman fan. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback to ever step foot.
Your face is weak.
Once again,
I'm smiling. I didn't say that. I'm observing, guys.
I didn't say that. He said that.
Steve Young.
I'm a little old school. Joe Montana.
Joe Montana is great too, but not as good as Tom Brady. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I mean, they're close.
I don't particularly care.
Okay. Well, then this, I was hoping he would have fucked back me a little bit.
Tom Emman is the beast.
He's 40.
I mean, he's great. He definitely is great.
Great. He has 6 Super Bowls.
No one's denying his talent. It's just like, next.
But why? I know, because every year it's like, oh, Super Bowl, and here goes Tom.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay, we already know what's going to happen.
I mean, we already know that the NFL and the NBA are rigged, so, I mean, we already know.
Like, we know you're great, Tom. We're tired, Tired. Right? I want to see something else, man. Please, we know you're good. Dang, man. Sheesh.
I want to see someone else hold up the trophy for once.
Well, then someone else has to step up to the plate.
I'm waiting for it.
It's as simple as that.
That's like literally going in the same class as Leonardo DiCaprio, and you're like right before him. It's like,
how do you follow that?
Why would you do that to me?
Mom, like, you need me to come home now?
Before him? Why? Like, what? That
before or what? After?
Like, yeah, you're regardless. It sucks. Like, why would you do that? That's horrible.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
But unless you're Denzel.
That too.
That's, yes.
That's very true.
Very
or
true.
Or his son.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. A real feather head in there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He said, ballers. John.
Yeah. No, you know, John's great, too.
One thing I want to touch before we get into everything else, but Charles. We didn't mention Charles. And this just made me think about this because we're talking about Super Bowl wins. Julie, who's always his rock, is like, you know you want to go back and get that Super Bowl win
for
the Rams.
She let him go.
She's...
So,
she said, ride
she's great.
Or die.
She is like the
that's a real
best like wife to possibly have.
That is a real one. That is the that best. Is a real mom one for ask, sure. Can I spend the night? You know, like she will say, yeah. You know, like that is
she's
the
like,
ideal.
Did you ask your mama? Let me call
like,
your mama,
please. You know, like you know the ones you like. Oh, can I spend the night? No, you gotta ask her. She'll say yes if you say it.
Yeah.
So, but she'll say yes regardless. Mm. So, like that's the one.
That's how you figure it out.
Yeah,
I got you.
Really?
That's the best one.
Can I sleep over you?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you can ask her. You know, you be scared. But what you gonna say, yeah.
My mom knew better. She was like, don't have your friends ask me if you could spend the night. You asked me. It wasn't no plan. It wasn't no plan if someone else could.
Literally, I would just blackmail it. Like, yo, act like you can't go home. Okay, like, literally, just, you know, do something, you know, make it look like, do it when I'm there, though, because that way I'm like, oh, mom.
Yeah, oh, mom.
You don't want that to happen, do you?
Oh, no.
The guilt trip.
Like, come on, man. That's like when you want something in the store, so you ask when she's in front of the cashier, so she can't say no.
Ooh, what? Hey. You're mad.
I had to think ahead of this, okay? Because like, I knew I said it before, like, while we're still looking, she's going to say no. But if I bring it with me the whole time,
look, where did you grow up again? Where are you from?
From Pittsburgh, California.
That's why. Okay. That's why. I am from the South. Texas. We did not play that.
They would have never found me. I thought ahead, okay? Literally. I was like, you know what? If I bring it to the cashier, she ain't gonna say no because it'll make it look mean. And he don't want child services calling. No. Yeah,
they don't want child services calling.
All right, he must still be under 20, you guys, because
21.
Oh, okay, Burley.
Yeah, Burley. Teaching all of you, so you all know how to get over this. That's how you do it. That's how you do it, man.
Trying to finesse the system.
You do finesse the system, man.
The parental system.
Yeah, my mom sees this.
Yeah,
so she can get you. No, but yeah, Charles, I was really wondering how they were going to show his decision too, because last episode they just kind of left us hanging like, what is he going to do? We didn't know.
Yeah.
And then even in this episode, he was like, well, between me and you, I might be down here for a while.
Yeah.
So, I hope they make it work, obviously.
And to be honest, the last one where, like, he went back home, I kind of thought that was, like, legit just him staying there. Like,
That's what we thought. Yeah.
I was like, nothing else going to happen from there. All right.
But and the scene in the beginning where he's talking with his daughter's soccer coach, I was like, wow, he's going to start coaching soccer now.
Yeah. He'll be a soccer dad.
Not even high school football. Like,
minivan and everything.
Soccer. Like, the tables have turned.
Yeah. Okay, like, that's
fire. So... Yep. All right. Well, let's get into our special segment. It's our favorite quotes from the Ballers season finale.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. I have two quotes, you guys.
Let's do it.
So, this one was actually from, I think, was it Ricky who told this to Spencer? Yes, it was on the phone. He said, kind of funny how a guy that F's up everything the most gives the best advice to the world. Mm-hmm. And I thought that is so relatable. I feel like for almost everybody, you know, you don't really take your own advice in your own situations, mm-hmm. but you're quick to tell other people how to live their lives. Mm-hmm. And even if it's good advice or not, like sometimes you just take a step back and say, do I apply that to my life?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't, and I'm like, dang, I should have took my own advice.
Yep.
And then the second one.
Which you stole from me.
Whoa!
He said that.
I have one.
You had to throw that in.
Really? Just saying. Okay. I'll let you do that one. Okay. Well, this is the beginning to it. Sometimes it's about the journey, and sometimes it's about the results. And he says, and then sometimes it's none of the above. It's about going outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Until you do, you will never know what you're capable of.
That's such a beautiful quote. Mm. And so right on all. On yeah. all aspects of life.
Exactly.
Because, like, with that, this is good.
Yeah. I would say for me, how it relates to me is because I stepped outside of my comfort zone and moved to L.A. with no family, no mm-hmm. friends here, and, you know, to make my dreams a reality. Yeah. And that's slowly but surely, I'm working on them.
There you go.
Yeah. That's very and that's, true. And that's the whole thing is, like, doing it. Because a lot of times we, like, internalize everything, mm-hmm. and you can mm-hmm. internalize it for, like, 10 years.
Forever.
And not
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Right. Which is a lot of people do that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's just yeah. definitely doing it.
It's like a mental, like, prison, or like you'll just get yeah. comfortable in that, yeah. you know. Like that's why, like even then, like that quote, like legit for me, like it's just mm-hmm. that's like that whole, like that literally is my lifestyle. Like if I didn't, then I don't even know where I would. I'd probably still be back at home.
Like, I mean, I feel like, you know, that, I mean, I feel like that's for all of us.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yes. You gotta step out your comfort zone.
Absolutely,
do what you know what you're supposed to do.
The yeah. ability to grow is the amount of times that you put yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not uncomfortable enough, your not amount really. Of time, your amount, your ability to grow is going to be very, very yeah, small.
You're complacent. Like yeah. as long as you're making a step forward, you know, you have that momentum.
Yeah. Exactly.
No matter how big it is, as long as it's
just, going forward.
You know, like it's going somewhere.
Yeah,
you know?
It's three
like,
steps.
It is. You know,
there's
no matter like you can't look at everybody else.
Three Spencer steps.
Mm-hmm. You gotta keep going. Because yep. exactly. you gotta think about like a race. Everybody in the same race.
Yeah.
Same finish line.
Yeah.
It only stops when you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh. I like that.
There it is.
Was that in the show?
No, he said that.
That's right.
I wrote down two quotes. I just liked how this one sounded, and actually now that I'm reading it out loud, I'm like, wait, what does it mean? Nothing sounds better than being right feels. So I know it's like you feel good when you feel right, but the whole nothing sounds better.
It was the way he said it.
Yeah,
I felt it too. Like, it was Reg, of course. And he said that whenever Joe was apologizing.
Nothing sounds good.
Because Joe apologized to him, so he was saying it feels so good.
To like get that, yeah. I don't know. It just sounded cool. I liked it. But anyway, my other one.
I tried to help you out. Yeah.
No, I was like, maybe you shouldn't say it. No, when Joe, I thought this was the cutest one. I turned and looked at all you guys, and I was like, this is so heartfelt. When I see you, I'm home. Like, Joe and Spencer just bromance to them.
Yeah, they bromance. Yeah,
wow.
Definitely.
You shed a tear, right? I thought I saw something.
You don't say that.
It
to
was
me.
Half. It was half a tear.
You don't say that to me.
It was half a tear.
It was. You don't say that to me, Tim.
You know what?
He's caught. See, look at that. See how
got him right in his track, like a deer in headlights.
You know what? Actually,
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Look,
mm-hmm. It's skin o'clock.
It's skin o'clock, man.
Well, did you have another one, Ricky?
Well, my favorite quote, besides the beautiful ones that you've both have said, and all of you, was the one by Vern, where he says that when you're the smartest person in the room is when you act like you're the dumbest. And I feel like that's a very important thing. That's a very important quote for people to hear, because it only goes to show you that you don't always have to be the one speaking. You don't always have to be the one that knows everything. Mm-hmm. Even if you just sit back and shut up and mm-hmm. you'll listen. You could learn so much, and you could just take it, because people nowadays will be intimidated if you know too much
mm-hmm.
and if you're too good,
or also just be annoyed.
Or yeah. they'll be un- yeah. right. That's very true. So I feel like that quote to me like stuck with me. Yep.
Yep.
So do we have any special, we have news you want to talk about?
No.
Anything no. worth?
Just The Rock's going to be in a new movie, of course.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, what do you guys have coming up? What's next
oh, yeah,
for
what's
you two?
For you guys?
Yeah, so... Okay. I for me, I just put out an EP.
He did.
Oh, sick.
Soul Conscious.
Fire. I like the title.
Thank you. Thank yep. you. Yeah, it's based on basically what's been happening on... Like, it's more of a conscious type of album. Just talk about what's been going on in the world today and, you know, different things like... it all stems back to your belief and, you know, these different things with, like, you know, mental health epidemic and different things like that. It all stems back to... You know, what you believe about yourself, what you believe about, you know, your life. So just, you know, some positive songs in there.
Nice. Nice. Where can they find that?
Yeah. On Apple Music, Spotify, every platform.
Okay.
Tim Johnson Jr.
Fire.
So yeah, that working on that, and you know, working on more music and some more projects. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I didn't make an EP. Okay. I didn't do that.
Wait.
I didn't. Okay.
You inspired
it. I did. Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, wait. I think we're having a bromance here.
Yeah, like, wait a second.
My bro.
I know, man.
Well, where can they find you guys on social media?
You can find me at JERMXINE. It's on Twitter and Instagram.
It's Jermaine, but you take out the
what? A and you just put an X in it.
Yeah.
Hey.
But don't say Jermixin, because it's not going to sound good.
Jermixin.
It's not. My sister says that all the time. Like, Alyssa,
hey, Jermixin?
Stop. Like,
Jermix-a-lot.
Sick. That, this is when
get
I leave.
Get him.
No.
Get him. That's funny.
Yeah.
And Tim?
City Boy Jr. Yeah, City Boy Jr.
Sick.
Oh, wait, I forgot I had the other show.
Yes. You have another show?
Oh, yeah,
I forgot
show.
I did an episode of Mad About You.
Oh, that's cool. Cool.
That's coming out, I think, next month.
Fire.
Oh, nice.
It's on Spectrum.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. It was fun though.
Sick.
Yeah, so
Shout out.
Some big things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sick. Well, that concludes. This has been such a fun season. This has been a pleasure to meet the both of you. Thank you so much
for coming into the studios.
Baller season finale. We
series
won't see you
finale.
Again.
Series finale.
Sorry, yes.
It's the big one.
All of it.
Please tell them where they could find you one last time.
You can find me at Lauren the Truth on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Ricky Vitucci. It has been a pleasure. And from all of us, have a good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night, LA.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.